Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today as we continue talking about fall festivals in Maryland. Yesterday we already learned about how Pauline took her family and they went to pick some apples and vegetables and other things like that. Well, today we're going to be learning about festivals that take place in Maryland. I'm sure you've been to many festivals. I wonder, what makes a good festival? Or what's important to include if there is a festival? What do you think, Carolyn?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that should be included in a festival. Let's see, there should be good food, lots of good food. There should also be music. It's nice to have performances at festivals, some sort of entertainment, and games. Games are a fun thing to have at a festival.
I agree with you there, Carolyn. Actually, I think food, for me, that's the best thing about any kind of festival. But of course, there are so many things that you could see at festivals. And we're going to learn about a special festival right away here, the Maryland Renaissance Festival. Let's get started.
Fall festivals in Maryland. The wonderful Maryland Renaissance Festival takes place every weekend in the fall. Workers and actors dress like people from the Middle Ages and welcome all visitors. Comedies, talk shows, children's plays, and stage dramas are performed throughout the day. A Midsummer Night's Dream is a big production as well. In addition, magic shows, sword fights, and more attract audiences in every corner of the village. You can spot the king and queen greeting people or pausing for photos. Several sports and games are demonstrated in the arena.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Today is the last day of the month and also the last day of our Living in America for October. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Comedy. Comedy is a noun. When Rick wants to relax, he watches comedies on TV. Pause. Pause is a verb. No matter how busy he is, Mr. Jacobson is willing to pause and talk to his students. Spear. Spear is a noun. Thousands of years ago, the people in this region used spears to hunt. Cheer. Cheer is a verb. My family cheered for my brother during his big race. Your more information words are Maryland Renaissance Festival. Maryland Renaissance Festival is a noun. Joust. Joust is a noun. Opponent. Opponent is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's begin.
All right, let's go back to the beginning to learn about this wonderful festival. The wonderful Maryland Renaissance Festival takes place every weekend in the fall. That's not just one weekend or two weekends, every weekend in the fall. And it's the Renaissance Festival. What is the Renaissance? Well, that's the period of time between the 14th and 16th centuries. Actually, it's a transition between medieval and our modern times.
Wow, so this is a very special festival, a very special time period, and they are celebrating this in Maryland, the Maryland Renaissance Festival, every weekend this fall. Workers and actors dress like people from the Middle Ages and welcome all visitors. Well, this sounds very fun if people are wearing dresses and costumes to make them look like they are from the Middle Ages.
I know. I would enjoy going to this festival just to see everyone dressing up like this. We continue learning about it here. Comedies, talk shows, children's plays, and stage dramas are performed throughout the day. So it's a lot of different kinds of performances here. Let's talk about one of these kinds of performances, a comedy. Carolyn, comedies always make me laugh.
Well, comedies are very funny because that is what they are supposed to do. They're supposed to make you laugh. And a comedy is any funny play, TV show, or movie. They could all be called comedies.
That's right. So you could see a stage comedy. That's a play at a theater. Or, of course, you could watch one on your TV at home. Now, the opposite, or maybe another kind of theater or play that you could see, is a drama. It's a little more serious, but I guess two main types of plays are comedies and dramas.
Another popular type is a tragedy. Mm-hmm. And usually when we talk about comedies, we refer to tragedy as its opposite.
That's right. T-R-A-G-E-D-Y. Is it a comedy or a tragedy? Well, we're going to read about a comedy here next, written by William Shakespeare. He wrote many comedies and tragedies. A Midsummer Night's Dream is a big production as well. What do you think about A Midsummer Night's Dream? Have you ever read this or seen this performed?
I did read it in high school, and it's kind of difficult to understand why it's funny, because Shakespeare has a very unique writing style, and it's not always easy to understand his jokes. But this is a comedy, and Steve and Ken have something they want to tell us in the information cloud about this author, Shakespeare.
Our lesson today mentions a play without mentioning the playwright who wrote it.
There's no need, because we already know who wrote it, William Shakespeare.
And Shakespeare is a name that needs no introduction. He's the greatest English writer ever.
400 years after his death, we're still reading his poetry, staging his plays, and making movies based on his works.
Shakespeare's contribution to the English language was massive. He introduced over 1,700 new vocabulary words into English, many of which we still use today.
From A Midsummer Night's Dream, for example, came the words flowery, rival, and mimic.
And then there are the many words and phrases and common expressions that Shakespeare coined. From the same drama came the now familiar words and phrases pale-faced, swift as a shadow, and fancy-free.
Shakespeare was also good at taking an existing word and creating a new form of it. An example, which also comes from A Midsummer Night's Dream, is the word moonbeam.
Okay, Shakespeare had a tremendous vocabulary. He used almost 18,000 different words in his writings, a tenth of which had never been used before. Now imagine if every tenth word you used was an original word.
英文有一句话说, 某某人 needs no introduction, 不需要介绍, 意思就是, 那是个家喻户晓或大名鼎鼎的人。 今天这一课提到, A Midsummer Night's Dream, 仲夏夜之梦, 他并没有说明这是谁写的, 因为他的作者, 莎士比亚可以说是历史上最伟大的英文作家。他死后400年的今天，我们还是在阅读他做的诗、演出、他写的戏剧或拍他的剧本改编的电影。他对英文有相当大的贡献，英文里头有超过1700个单字是莎翁所创造的。 像 flowery, rival, mimic, 还有 fancy free 都是源自于仲夏夜之梦。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Thank
you guys. Shakespeare certainly did contribute a lot to the English language. Continuing on here, In addition, magic shows, sword fights, and more attract audiences in every corner of the village. Okay, so you can go and see performances like plays and maybe some tragedies and different kinds of drama, or you can see people kind of fighting in a playful way.
That's right, and they are all in this village, so it's not a real town or a real village, but it's part of this festival setup. Now, we saw a phrase there, in every corner of. That means in all parts, right, Gabe? It's not that the village is a square.
That's right. So, every corner. Sometimes a corner is hard to reach into, right? If something is in the corner, it might be difficult to grasp. But we're talking about things from every corner of the village. That means even those things you can find here. So you might use this phrase in other ways. You could talk about people from every corner of the world. That means all over the world, every corner of the world.
That means that they are everywhere. So here, in every corner of the village, you can find these types of performances. That means that they are all over the village, not just in one single place. Now, continuing, you can spot the king and queen greeting people or pausing for photos. And there's another word from the word bank, the word pause. Now, if you pause, that means that you stop, but only for a short time. Right, Gabe?
Yes.
Ah, that was a nice pause, Gabe. You waited for a moment, and then you answered. And actually, it is good to pause before you say something to make sure that you really want to say it.
That's right. Okay, so maybe you want to pause to think for a little while before you continue speaking about something. Or maybe you want to pause in the middle of your speech to thank certain people. So you can use pause in different ways. Actually, there is a pause button on your remote control. If you're watching a DVD or something, you could just pause it, go to the bathroom, and come back and press play.
That's right. Well, several sports and games are demonstrated in the arena. So you can watch games, sports, in the arena, in the village. Right now, it's time for us to learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 comedy 这个名词。Comedy 是指喜剧，例如 Rene enjoys romantic comedies. Rene 喜欢看浪漫爱情喜剧。Comedy 也指喜剧成分或者是诙谐之处。例如 ,when the professor suddenly forgot his points, it provided some good comedy during the dull lecture. 当教授突然忘记他的重点的时候，这提供了无趣讲座中的一些乐趣。继续我们看的是 pause 这个动词。pause 是指暂停或停顿。例如 ,Vivian paused a while to calm down before continuing her speech. Vivian 停顿了一下，安定情绪之后继续他的演讲。或者是 Theo had to pause to clear his throat. Theo 必须停下来清一下喉咙。Pause 也可以当名词，例如 After a long pause, Richard started to talk again. 经过很长时间的停顿， Richard 又开口说话了。
We are on the second day of the article Fall Festivals in Maryland, and today we are learning all about the Maryland Renaissance Festival. It's a very fun festival, and it goes on every weekend in the fall. So if you are free this weekend, you could go and attend this festival. Now, we learned that there are comedies, talk shows, children's shows in every corner of the village. You can go to any part and enjoy some form of entertainment. You could also go to the arena for sports demonstrations. Well, we still have a lot more to learn about this great festival. Let's continue with our lesson.
Fall Festivals in Maryland. We actually tried using the bows and arrows while others participated in the tug-of-war game. The high point is the joust. two teams compete for the highest honor and rewards from the king and queen. The knights ride horses and use spear-like weapons to knock their opponents down. The audience is divided into two groups to cheer for their teams. The food is traditional and tasty. We love the big turkey legs and barbecue ribs. No forks or knives are needed.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning of this section. Pauline was just telling us about how they observed several sports that were being demonstrated in the arena, and they actually got to try their hands at some of these. She says, "We actually tried using the bows and arrows while others participated in the tug-of-war game." Well, first of all, Carolyn, what is a bow and arrow?
Well, a bow and arrow means that you're going to be shooting something. So you have a bow, which is kind of tall and long. It has a string attached to a curved piece of wood. And the arrow is a straight piece of wood with a sharp point. And you pull it back and let it go. Have you ever used a bow and arrow, Gabe?
Yes, I have. I'm pretty good at using a bow and arrow. It can be pretty fun. But of course, I just do it for fun. I'm not fighting against anybody. I'm not trying to kill anybody. Well, another game is mentioned here, the game of tug of war. And actually, this game requires a rope and two teams of however many players each, and you have to try to pull the line in the middle of the rope across to your side. Tug of war. Have you ever played that?
I have played tug of war many times during different festivals, and my team always did pretty well, Gabe.
Well, interesting. Maybe we could be on the same team in the future sometime for tug of war. Well, we're continuing to talk here about this festival. The high point is the jousts. Okay, so Pauline's actually mentioned a lot of really wonderful things about this festival. But in her opinion, this is the high point, or the best part.
That's right, and that is the joust. And this is a very exciting sport. We read, two teams compete for the highest honor and rewards from the king and queen. So this is pretty important if they get the highest honors from the king and queen for winning it.
It's true. So, who else is involved? Well, a knight, or a couple of knights. The knights ride horses and use spear-like weapons to knock their opponents down. All right, well, let's take a look at some words in this sentence, okay? The first is spear. A spear is a kind of weapon that you use. Well, you don't use it. But some people in some cultures, even now, use spears maybe to hunt for animals sometimes. It's a long stick with something sharp at the end.
That's right. So you could say that the knight or the hunter held his spear tightly before throwing it. But here in the joust, they are using spear-like weapons. They don't have a sharp tip, but they kind of look like a spear. Now let's take a look at that word there, a hyphen and the word like. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means you're trying to describe something, but you're not exactly sure what to say, and so you choose something else to help you. Okay, so everyone knows what a spear is. Well, here's a spear-like weapon. It's kind of like a spear. So maybe you could use this in another way. I used a glue-like substance to help stick these two pieces of paper together. It wasn't glue, it was kind of like glue.
That's right. So if you have something and you're not quite sure how to describe it, you could take something that is similar and then add the word like at the end. You can use that hyphen between to show that there is something similar about them, but they aren't quite the same. Now, they use these spear-like weapons to knock their opponents down, and the audience is divided into two groups to cheer for their teams.
Excellent. Okay, so we see that there are opponents, people who are opposed to each other. That means they're fighting against each other. And of course, they're divided into groups. The audience is divided into groups, and we can cheer for for our teams. Cheer is one of our key words. When you cheer for someone, you're saying, go, go, you can do it, and other things like that to encourage your team.
That's right. You want to cheer, so you want to make sure that your team knows that you support them. So you can cheer for your team and support them. And continuing, she writes, the food is traditional and tasty. We loved the big turkey legs and barbecue ribs. So these are great foods that they got to enjoy. And she says, no forks or knives are needed. They just ate with their hands.
Yes, it sounds a little bit messy, but it's certainly a fun experience. Well, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Ah, Maryland, my Maryland.
Who are you? Are you the king of Maryland?
No, this is the Maryland Renaissance Festival.
Ah, and that's why you're dressed like a king?
Right you are. We're dressed like people from the Middle Ages.
So, what happens here?
Lots of things. Actors perform dramas throughout the day.
Everyone loves stories.
Yes! In addition, we have magic shows, sword fights, and more.
Wow! Where?
In every corner of the village. Just look around.
I will. Thank you for the kind greeting, Your Majesty.
You're welcome. But wait! Please, pause for a photo.
Okay.
One, two, three, smile. Oh, that's a good picture.
Yes, the king and I.
But wait. Over in the arena, there are sports and games being demonstrated.
Oh, well, that sounds fun.
Yes, you could try using bows and arrows.
Fun!
Or you could participate in the tug-of-war game.
Fun!
Yes, and of course, the high point is jousting. The knights ride horses and use spear-like weapons.
Fun! I want to try.
Sorry. You can't ride the horses, but you can cheer for your team.
Oh, fun!
wait! Don't forget to try the traditional foods. They're really tasty.
Food?
Yes! You'll love the big turkey legs!
Wow! I would love one, thanks!
You'll have to get your own.
好，接下来我们看的是 opponent 这个名词。Opponent 是指对手或敌手。例如 ,the team studied their opponent's strategies before the game. 这支队伍在比赛前研究了他们对手的战略。或者是 Nathan and Tom are business opponents, but they are also very close friends.Nathan 跟 Tom 是生意上的竞争对手，但也是非常要好的朋友。所以我们看的是 cheer 这个动词。Cheer 是指喝彩或欢呼。例如 ,the crowd cheered as the player made the rebound. 当这位球员篮板球得分的时候，观众发出了欢呼。如果是为某个人加油或者是喝彩的话，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,Laurie's family and friends drove all the way from San Francisco to cheer for him.Laurie 的家人朋友特地从旧金山开车来替他加油。And now I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, we had a lot of fun learning about fall festivals in Maryland. And to end the lesson, Carolyn and I are going to have a match of tug of war. Carolyn, are you ready?
I think I'm ready, but I'm not sure it's really fair. I'm wearing heels.
That's great. Okay, let's get started. On your mark, get set, go.Carolyn, why are you so strong? It's all those apples. I'm carving all those pumpkins. I give up. I'm just going to take my spear and go.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gabe.
But first, I guess we should say goodbye. All right, well, thanks for joining us here at Studio Classroom, and we'll see you next time.
See you.
I I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.